More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Sad news from California over the weekend, obviously.
I know.
Retired NBA star Kobe Bryant, only 41. Mm. His daughter Gianna and seven others.
Yep.
In a helicopter crash that killed all on board over the weekend. So I just shock in lots of quarters, I guess, whether you're a basketball fan or not.
Yeah, I think most people know who he is, even if you don't follow any basketball at all.
You
know the name.
Definitely one of the greats. And, you know, you look at the kind of icon, and you can kind of tell by who's got iconic jerseys. Like, you know, there's the 23 from Chicago Bulls, which is, you know, like Mike. Anybody? Yes. There's a few that
look,
people
I'm
wear.
I'm not a basketball lover, yes.
that's the jersey that everyone wears. Right. Is Michael Jordan's one. And that's another one. Like, there's a few others was it 24 for LA Lakers?
Yeah.
Anyway, Nick Kyrgios paid his respect by wearing one of his early jerseys before him and his loss to Rafa at the Australian Open.
Shedding a tear as he came onto the court.
And it's one of the ways I think that he's kind of really become, he's gone back up in lots of people's opinions. He's sort of...
Yeah, he's shown some emotion the last few matches. I mean, it was the bushfires a few weeks ago when he came out on court and did that interview, and he was very upset, obviously, about his hometown Canberra, and now he's showing everyone who he supports. Like, he's letting everyone in a little bit, I feel.
Well, he needed to.
Yeah, he did.
it's amazing. Just judging from the stuff that people were posting on Facebook kind of over the course of the match, there's a lot of people that I didn't imagine that would be were behind him. So it was like, okay.
Because we all want to be. We want to. So
that's
any
right.
Any excuse to support him, we're like, we're behind you, man.
So bring it on.
Turn it around.
Four people in WA tested for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
The WA Health Department says it's likely one might be positive, but then we don't know the results yet. The other three probably not. But the risk to the public, they say, is pretty low. Five confirmed cases in Australia. But generally, I mean, it's like with lots of these things. Like if you are generally pretty healthy.
Yeah.
If you contract it, it's, you know...
Just stay healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just be careful.
And be careful, obviously.
And, sorry, when's the next public holiday? You were roughly talking through this before.
Oh, look, it's the good half of the year for public holidays.
So
after June, it's all downhill from there. You've only got one between there and Christmas.
But not too long. Did you say it was one a month?
Almost. We haven't got one in February, but March there's one. And then obviously April, there's the big bonanza of public holidays, a whole month of public holidays. And then you got one in June. So you've only got 1 month to get through.
All right.
And then on the other side, there's another public holiday. Look forward to it.
That's part of the motivation.
You can do it.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Well, we are officially in the last week of the school holidays.
Oh my goodness, finally.
Yes, it's arrived. It's a long trot. This
finally going back to school, kids.
This summer break, man. Obviously, not all schools comply, but I think most will get on board with the official start date being Monday of the 2020 school year.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend is also the next window in the abalone season.
Nice.
Details and permits from fish.wa.gov.au. And for those looking for something a little different, January 28 is Lego Day.
Lego Day, hey.
Celebrating the anniversary of the modern Lego brick, which was patented 62 years ago.
Wow.
So I'm guessing...
build a little Lego city today.
Yeah. 62 years of that special pain that comes...
I know.
stepping on one. I know.
They're always hiding in the rugs, aren't they? You don't see, you're like, oh.
There's always one that hasn't been put away when you go wandering through places at night time.
Yep. Ah, oh, the special words that come when you step on a piece of Lego.
They are special. Apparently, if you own a cat, chances are you're more likely not to go to church. A couple of scientists.
Because you are the devil.
Well, possibly.
You're living with the devil.
Well, I argue in the other direction. I argue that they're a little bit more holy.
Okay.
A couple of scientists have come to this conclusion after crunching the numbers of the General Social Survey. The study in the Journal for the Scientific Study of Religion found that the more often someone went to church or another religious worship service, the fewer pets they were likely to own, especially cats.
Right.
Now, I say I don't find this surprising because there was a time when cats were worshipped as gods.
Right, they've made their own cult,
so,
all
yeah.
the cat owners.
If you've already got a god in your house, why go to a church? You know what I'm saying?
Goodness
it
me.
It seems unnecessary. And also, it's not like the cats have ever forgotten that they were once worshipped.
Yeah.
In their minds.
It's a full-time job.
being a cat god.
A cat owner. Yeah, well, no, well, owning a cat.
True. You are running a service industry right there. G'day, Jess. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Excellent.
That is good. Now, you need to smarten up your car, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Has it still got a cassette player in it? Is that where it's at, or is it a bit further along?
No, but it is a little bit further along, but the radio is very dodgy.
Okay.
Right, okay. So digital radio pack could be all yours thanks to Auto West. If you can get through all 10 of these questions in a minute, you've got to get them all right, and just like that, it could be yours. So are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Okay, let's do it. Deep breath.
We'll start the clock at the end of the first question.
Which player is associated with number 24 for the LA Lakers?
Kobe.
Spell.
Kobe Bryant.
Spell one and up.
Sorry?
Spell one and up.
Oh, one and up. W-A-N-N-U-P.
What colour is an emerald?
Green.
WA's Big Bash team is called Perth what?
Oh. I don't know.
Auschwitz is a town in which European country?
I don't know.
Ornithology is the study of what?
Sorry?
Ornithology is the study of what?
Oh, I don't know.
Who, according to the rhyme, picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Peter Piper.
Mandra.
No, that's not.
Mandra, yep, is part of which WA region?
Peel.
What part of the body contains neurons?
The brain.
What do you carry in a goon bag?
Wine.
We got through all ten. There was quite a few there we had to go back to.
You missed a couple of letters in the middle of one and up.
You did?
Yes, I realised that.
We got one up, I think.
Yeah.
But hey, you got through all ten, so congratulations to you. But unfortunately, you didn't pick up the smart pack this time.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
That's all right. For those that are following, the Big Bash team is the Scorchers. Auschwitz, yes, was in Poland. Ornithology is the study of birds.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
And the rest you got, so well done.
Yeah, you did pretty well out of that.
All right. Thank you.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And it's more awards time with Vicky Parkinson.
Thank you. Well, first off, if you missed the news over the weekend, legendary basketballer Kobe Bryant has died after the helicopter he was in crashed in LA over the weekend. It was carrying him along with his 13-year-old daughter Gianna and seven other people when it crashed, killing everyone on board. Rumours are they were on the way to one of Gianna's basketball games with a group of her friends when they crashed. Yeah. And they're also saying that the pilot was given special clearance to fly through thick fog, even though LA police had grounded all their choppers. So more to come on that. But there are already talks of replacing the silhouette used in the NBA logo to one of Kobe. So one thing's for certain, the LA Lakers number 24 jersey will always belong to him. The Grammys were also on over the weekend with Alicia Keys hosting this year. She kicked off the show by dedicating the night to Kobe Bryant, performing a tribute with Boys to Men.
Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero, and we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
It's so hard to
emotional start to proceedings.
Billie Eilish actually made history at the awards, becoming the youngest person ever to win Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best New Artist. She got her brother Phineas up on stage with her to accept the Song of the Year award for their song, Bad Guy.
Wow. Oh my God, so many other songs deserve this. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. This is my first Grammys. I never thought this would ever happen in my whole life. I grew up watching them, and this is my brother Phineas, and he's my best friend. I feel like I joke around a lot, and I never take anything seriously at these kind of things, but I genuinely want to say I'm so grateful, and I only want to say that I'm grateful and that I'm so honored to be here amongst all of you. I love you to my core. I grew up watching all of you.
I have no idea what to say. I didn't think we were going to win this at all. I loved every song on this list. You know, we just make music in a bedroom together. We still do that. And they let us do that. And this is to all of the kids who are making music in their bedroom today. You're going to get one of these.
I don't know that every kid making music in a bedroom is going to get one of them.
You can make one. Lizzo also had a big night, winning Best Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts, plus two R&B awards. Demi Lovato earned a standing ovation for her emotional performance of a brand spanking new song called Anyone. Please send me anywhere. Lord, is there
anywhere? I need someone. Oh. Wow, emotional stuff.
Big song. Yeah. And Aerosmith performed a rendition of Walk This Way with a little help from Run DMC.
That was a noisy performance. Bit of fun, yeah. A lot of action up there.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.